Can we alter our attitudes? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Can we alter our attitudes? We get pretty tied up with our attitudes. We get pretty determined that there are certain ways that we're going to do things, and that's how we're going to do it. And there are certain ways that we're going to accomplish things in our life, and that's how we're going to do it. We don't want to make any changes at all. When we have an attitude, we say, that's the way I am. Take me or leave me. That's the way I am. And how wonderful that is. Yes, how wonderful that is. If we have been fortunate to grow up with good attitudes and good points of view about ourselves, then we're very blessed. We're very blessed indeed, because then our life is filled with all sorts of wonderful things. However, if we have grown up with attitudes that are not to our benefit, and we're going to have to live with them, that's not just too cool. That's really not just too cool. We might have an attitude that the world owes us a living. And how many people do you know like that? The world owes us a living. My goodness. Everybody else has to do something for us. We have people wanting to come to the campus of the University of Healing here, and they feel that just because they want to come, we should take them. Just because they want to come, we should allow them to come onto the campus, whether they're students or not students, or whether they want to contribute anything meaningful to the campus or not, we should allow them to come. And this is a tempting thing, because it would be nice to have a lot of bodies around here to do different chores that need to be done, but that's not the purpose of the campus. The purpose of the campus is one thing, and that is to allow people to find out if this is their philosophy, and if this is their philosophy, to follow their philosophy, and to live their philosophy, and to enjoy their philosophy in every wonderful possible way. But sometimes you get an attitude that the world owes you a living, and that if you're going to go and become a monk, you're running away from something. You're running away from life, you're running away from your problems. And that in the monastery, you'll have a chance to just forget it, and nobody will pay any attention to it, and they'll allow you to be downhearted, they'll allow you to be sorry for yourself, they'll allow you to look at yourself and say, I have no responsibilities. I have no responsibilities to anything in life. I can just go and do as I please, and that's what a monastery is all about. Well, that's not what the University of Healing is all about. That's not what the Absolute Monastery is all about. That's not what life is all about. William James, over a century ago, said, the greatest discovery of this generation is that a human being can alter their life by altering their attitudes. Would you like to have a life that's filled with every good and beautiful thing? Then you have to alter your attitude about whether you have every good and beautiful thing. When you begin to mention every moment of your life that all good is yours, when you begin to tell yourself every moment of your life that every good and beautiful thing is now being demonstrated in your world, in my world, when I begin saying that for myself, then I have it. Now, if my attitude is that the world owes me a living, and the world has to give it to me, then I'm going to be sore put, because the world doesn't feel that way at all. The world doesn't feel it owes anything to anybody. The world feels that it is whatever the thoughts of the people living in that world are. The world is whatever thoughts people living in that world are. Now, what are your thoughts? What are my thoughts? Are my thoughts that this is a glorious, beautiful, fabulous world? are my thoughts that this is a world that makes me very happy and fulfills me and is just the way I like it, then I've got a good attitude. And that good attitude brings with it more good attitudes. And that good attitude brings with it the opportunity to have all sorts of beautiful, wonderful things in my life. Every time I have beautiful thoughts in my mind, I surround myself with beautiful people. I surround myself with people who have beautiful thoughts, and whatever I'm doing, I am having a great time. When I go to the beach, if I surround myself with people wanting to be irritable to me, they'll be there. If I go into a restaurant and I surround myself with waiters and waitresses and people who are not harmonious, who do not want to go there and have a nice meal, then I will have that circumstance. If I look around at the other tables and I see everyone looking so glum and so unhappy, well, what a miserable thing. I have an opportunity to alter my attitude about that. And how do I alter my attitude about how other people look? I look at myself, and I see myself happy. And I look over at the other people, perhaps, and I see that they're being served some very special meal that I hadn't thought of ordering. And I say, wow, isn't that great? They look what they're doing. Wow! And my vibrations soar right over there, and they pick it up whether they know it or not. And from looking at it and thinking to themselves, this isn't the Ritz, at the Ritz I got a better one than this, they stop thinking that. They say, this is the diner. Wow, that's a great meal for this diner. What a beautiful hamburger, what a beautiful steak, what a beautiful dinner. And you see, my attitude from my table across the room, perhaps looking at people eating, talking, sharing, and delighting in their presence, delighting in their attitudes. What does that do to my table? That makes my table come alive. That makes everybody at my table come alive. At the monastery, there are times that people sit quietly at the dinner table and don't say too much. But if Ellen is at the dinner table, she has so many things to share. She has so many things to tell us. She is so excited about life. You sit there spellbound in her presence. And if I open my mouth and start talking about different things, oh boy, you know, that's great. Each person should do this. Each person should be alive with something out of life. They have the opportunity to alter their attitudes and come across with some beautiful things. I say to each one of them, well, what did you do today? And I'm not interested in what they did today. I'm just interested in starting a conversation. I'm interested in what I did today, not what they did today. And I say to them, well, what beautiful things have you done? And I'm not interested in what beautiful things they've done. And so they don't tell me. But if I really become interested, and I say, Ingeborg, I saw you working on that Apple computer today, and I saw you smiling as you were pressing the keys and doing different things. How'd you like it? I've already planted the seed. I've already opened the area. And so what does she do? She starts telling me all about how wonderful the little white Apple computer is, the Apple Mac. And she just loves it, and how it's so much fun to play with, and how it does all sorts of good and wonderful things. She's just so pleased. And then what happens? Then she starts telling me about it. And as she starts telling me about it, then wonderful things take place. And as these things take place, then she gets excited about telling me what's going on. And I look over at Sylvia, and I see Sylvia is putting butter on her bread. And I say, Sylvia, you spread that butter on your bread so nicely. It's a pleasure to watch you do it. And she looks at me with a big smile on her face, like saying, you gave me the most wonderful compliment in the world. Well, it's just a little positive feedback. And she gives me positive feedback. It doesn't take much to build my world into a happy world, into a positive feedback world. and I build my world into a positive feedback world by the type of thoughts they think. I alter my attitudes by simple little statements of truth. I look at everyone in my life, and I see them through my eyes of unconditional love. And as I see them through my eyes of unconditional love, they give me unconditional love back. They shine that unconditional love all around. And they act with unconditional love, and they're generous. But if I, for one moment, recognize something less than unconditional love, then I have started a movement in a direction of something less than artificial unconditional love. And I want to always have unconditional love. I always want to have a beautiful attitude, an attitude that's going to bring about the greatest joy that I could ever know, an attitude that's going to show me all of the people in my world are a reflection of who and what I am. But I have to be on duty all the time. I have to be on top of it. Not for one minute can I fall off the wagon and say, is this somebody else did it, or it's somebody else's fault? I just keep pumping my old happy attitude in there. And my happy attitude keeps bringing up all the happiness that can be found anywhere. And it creates it also while it goes along, because it is a great experience. Just remember, for yourself and for all your world, the greatest discovery that this generation is making is that a human being can alter their life by altering their attitudes. Really, really. The greatest discovery of this generation is that a human being can alter their life by altering their attitudes. What a beautiful statement. What a beautiful affirmation. What a beautiful awareness. And you know, it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you. Unconditionally.